And welcome to this coronavirus special of the Dark Money Files, in which we shine a light into a murky world. Just a quick update today, Graham.
Yes, Ray. Like the rest of the world, we're coming to terms with new ways of working and living, and we just want to put something out to our listeners to share what that's looking like in the coming weeks.
And months.
And as you say, Ray, months.
So, first things first, the podcast continues. You don't need to do anything to make that happen. It will keep coming in on the existing subscription feed.
Yes, and there's no shortage of news and material, and we know that financial crime isn't going away anytime soon, virus or no virus.
Sadly, that's true, Graham. Indeed, I think we all expect the bad guys to see all sorts of opportunities in the current environment.
Yes, Ray. In fact, the news coming out in most places suggests they already are. So we will continue to do our bit to try and prevent that. But we think we can do more, not least to contribute to the community at a time when community is suddenly so important.
And we've got some ideas for projects in that regard.
Yes, we have. And I think we're ready to start talking about the first one now.
Last year, with a certain amount of trepidation
and considerable help from LexisNexis Risk Solutions.
Indeed, Graham. We presented our first Dark Money Files live evening in London.
Yeah, and we were joined by 100 or so people in an underground setting where we presented an extended Dark Money Files with a visual element in the way of slides and held a Q&A session afterwards.
And we've done it another 5 times since, most recently in Gateshead with Caspian joining LexisNexis Risk Solutions to host us.
Yeah, and it's been an eye-opening evening each time we've done it, and it's been a lot of fun.
It has, and now that's pretty much off the agenda. The live events, that is, not the fun, at least in the short term. We thought we might take it online.
Yes, lots of our listeners won't have been in a position to get to the live shows when they ran, but there's no excuse now.
We're just checking out the software options currently and reviewing our material for online presentation, and then we will organise webinar events that people can sign up for and join.
Yep, and we will give plenty of warning via the podcast feed, and we will try to accommodate everyone who wants to attend.
Yes, if it means putting on additional sessions, we can just do that.
And they will be entirely free to attend too.
Yes, they will. Although you'll forgive us, I hope, if we share a link to a PayPal account at the end to see if we can cover some of our costs.
Yes, as independent consultants, our income streams aren't quite as reliable this month as they were last. And like many people, we've had a number of bookings cancelled. And that's income we've just got to try to replace.
But we don't want to make cost a barrier. The sessions will be entirely free and there's no obligation to contribute anything.
Exactly, but we certainly won't try to talk you out of it if you want to.
No, we won't.
And the brilliant thing is that you can join wherever in the world you are so that neither cost nor geography need to be a barrier.
Exactly. And it would be really useful if you could leave a comment on our LinkedIn feed or email us directly to let us know that you're interested.
Exactly. graham.barrow@thedarkmoneyfiles.com
or ray.blake@thedarkmoneyfiles.com.
So that's it for now. The next drop you see in the feed will be the regular episode, and that should be there in the coming days.
So goodbye for now.
And we really hope you'll join us for the Dark Money Files live online.
I'm looking forward to it.